If you want to be happy for a day, get drunk. If you want to be happy for a year, get married. But if you want to be happy for a lifetime, plant a garden. Dutch proverb. Hello, fellow gardeners. I say that whether you have an acre of tall corn growing behind your house, or if you're just peeking inside this book to see if you can get a zucchini to grow on your apartment balcony. That's what I love about the concept of a kitchen garden. It's truly for anyone who has an interest. Homeowner, urban dweller, HGV TV star wannabe, mixology student, community activist, retiree, mom, dad, kid, artist, scientist, chef. Did you ever imagine I would start to list anyone? I stand by the thought that if you want to sow, grow, harvest, prepare, store, and share a beautiful, fresh bounty, you can do it in any space, at any time. I grew up in a typical Texas suburb. Lawns were manicured postage stamps of green grass, and summer gardens were mostly heat-tolerant zinnias and petunias. In the blazing summer months, my dad mowed the lawn, my mom served up iced tea, and the three kids were paid to use hand pruners to trim the grass around the base of the trees. 5 cents per tree. My entrepreneurial gardening skills were basic at best. We had a family friend who lived outside of the city limits, and to my third-grade mind, it seemed she had acres of farmland. To me, she was not only an elementary school teacher, she was also a pioneer woman. I was the youngest of the three children. In a rock star parenting move, my mom concocted a plan for me to have my very own vegetable garden with Mrs. Thomas at the farm. It was to be my thing. No older siblings, just me, Mrs. Thomas, a patch of land, a tiller, and some seeds. I loved that garden. From helping prep the soil, to shopping for seeds, to planting, to weeding, to watering, I did it all, or at least I felt like I did. And guess what? I really don't remember one vegetable that ended up in a bowl on our mid-century modern kitchen table. While I'm sure there was a harvest, I really only remember the experience of it all. And that's what I want this book to be about, giving you the tools, literally and figuratively, to have a memorable home garden experience. I've lived in a variety of spaces. I went full circle from a suburbanite kid to a young adult urban apartment dweller to a newly married historic homeowner, then back to a suburbanite young family. I was lucky to find a life partner who loves gardening and landscape design and who understands the creativity, engineering, and science behind what makes things grow. I love the aesthetics, embracing the awesomeness of creation, sharing a bounty, entertaining, floral arranging, and gift-giving.